One of the things that you will find is going to be significant for you, along with your centering and your return to your own identity, is getting rid of the idea, two ideas that we need to move out. One is that negativity is more powerful than that which is true and light. And the other is that power outside of you is more important than the power inside of you. That is not true. And so when we are looking at the world, we need to adjust our vision. We are looking at a world now where there is such an incredible mix of things going on. It is why you are still in the roller coaster stage of this particular time. But when you see something that is not good, there is a tendency to doubt then that you have any power or any influence and to go into a collapsed position. That is very easy to do, and it certainly goes with patriarchal training that says the only important power is outside of you. And in this time, that is not true. More and more people are being called to line up with the universe and look at the power inside of themselves. So when something goes wrong, you can look at it and go, that is too bad that that happened. But we are in a moving time, and nothing is fixed. Even though something out here may say this is fixed, it is not. What is inside of you when you are aligned with the universe is fixed. You are in line with power, and you are in line with and expanding your understanding of your own power. So it is fine to acknowledge that you do not like something, but do not take that in emotionally, and do not take it in even intellectually as something that will be here forever, because it will not be. And you, walking through change in your own power, have much more influence than you know, and there are more of you than you know now. Many are awakening and aligning. So we would say to you, do not give in to the idea that all power is external only. It is not. Now, we can exercise our power on what is external and do wonderful things, but we understand we cannot in the moment do that with everything. So we must be prepared to be light and to be present and to be on the side of good. It is a decision, and it is a decision that will fill you with light, and it will keep you from despair. So let us say you look at a thing that has gone wrong, and if it is, you must look at it as external and changeable. But if there is anything you can do to give your energy to the right thing, then that is what you want to do. And it could be in even a small way. If, for instance, there was something where money was being taken from the poor, and that was legislated, well, it is not going to be forever. And you cannot do anything about that now, but you can give to the poor. So when many people are looking at the world this way, change will happen. I think it never happens quickly enough. We're not as fast as we want it to. But while many people are holding for the light, change is going to happen for the good. Now, the other idea, which is about your own goodness, This is one that we have to protect. You were created exactly as you were intended to be. And you love what is good, and you are good. You are not perfect. Perfection is not something that happens here on this planet. Perfection is a false idol, and you do not want to worship a false idol. So when you can look at yourself and a mistake you have made, or something, some trail that you took that was not your own trail, and still hold that you are good, you are doing the right thing for your spirit, actually for your body, and for the world around you. The head hung in shame. What? We must give that up. It is perfectly fine to be responsible about what you are doing, and when a mistake is made, to offer an apology or whatever you need to do, but to hang on to that as though it is who you really are, when it is simply a misstep. That is something that we must work very hard to put aside. If you drop the eggs in the kitchen, of course you're not going to feel good about dropping the eggs, but you're going to clean up the eggs, and that is over. We do not need to say, my identity is the one who drops the eggs. That is not good for us, not good for anyone. And there is something to remember, too, about mistakes, and that is that while you are growing and while you are learning, mistakes are going to be part of that process. And because they are, there is nothing for you to bring into your sacred areas as though they define you. They are simply a part of the path. And that will bring you a certain kind of protection from something that we are seeing that is very disturbing now, which is to say there is a great deal of not only anxiety, but the kind of depression that has self-judgment in it. And we do not want you to join that parade, because it does not go anywhere you want to go. Remember that you are good, but it is your job to protect that knowledge. And that means whatever mistakes you are making, and you must make them if you are walking on a path, they are not who you are. They are simply a part of your learning. When we can do that, then there is no walk we cannot take. There is nothing we cannot aspire to. There is nothing that we cannot begin to create and bring to ourselves, because we have made the goodness in us safe. We're going to take a few moments and speak about this together, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily, deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. And feel your body relax in the peace around you. And let that blue energy hold you like a pillow would support you, and breathe and rest in the peace. See a golden light above your head and know that this light from the universe becomes fluid and flows into your body. Feel the crown open to receive it. Let the third eye take energy and clarity from it. Feel the throat center. Let the golden light displace all communication that does not honor your good. Let the golden light flow into the garden in your heart. Nourish everything that grows there. Feel the energy flow into the solar plexus and displace any emotion you do not wish to carry forward with you. Feel the golden light flow into the second center and remove any judgment, any shame that might be caught there. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And let that golden light spread through your body. And become a healing energy for any place you might need it. Move your attention into your heart center and see the beautiful garden you've made and all the beautiful things that are growing there. And go to the place where water is flowing and drink from that water to refresh your spirit. Now see that a path opens for you in your heart center. See the light. Go to the path. Step on the path and let the path take you upward without effort, without worry, without pain, in freedom and in love. Know that the air around you is full of all the things that you need, all of the things that make you joyful, that fill you. And move upward and feel how easily you move upward. And come to a place of promise. And this is the place where the universe meets you in your heart. And promises are fulfilled. Look for a color or a symbol or a feeling in this place and feel the union with the universe. Now go to the path and let the path move you upward again. And come to the place of endings. And see that there is a large cauldron. And in that cauldron, place endings, things that you no longer engage in. Some of the things are endings that may be sad, but place all of the endings in this cauldron and let it begin to turn. And see that from the cauldron there comes a symbol of beginnings. Now move upward on the path to the place of the gift. And resting the mind, allow yourself to know the gift. When you've known the gift, begin to turn and come back down the path. And breathe in all that is good for you, all that honors you and your own goodness. And step back into the garden in your heart. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.